on here.
All right, thank you for holding. Is this Will?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I always appreciate that. It's Monday, so back on the grind, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So let me just confirm a couple of things as you just sent this over. So area, Hartford County, Nottingham. Okay, so about a 30-mile radius, I think, right?
Yeah, about that, yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then you guys are doing just residential for now, right? No commercial as of yet, or?
Correct. It's just residential as of time.
Okay, yeah. We can narrow it down to, you know, whatever type of job you want to get. And when it comes to the area, county, cities, even zip codes, you know, if you want to get that specific, you know, however you like to set it up. And, I mean, as for the price, before we get into that and all that good meat and potatoes, all the great stuff, did you have any questions so far about, like, the program itself or how it works in general, like anything like that?
I mean, I'm assuming it's just like when you Google search, if you Google search plumber near me or plumber to replace water heater or plumber to replace leaky faucet and it's in my service area, I'll be one of the three that show up on there. Is that correct?
You got it. Yeah, exactly. So that's the best part, the Google listing. Of course, that's where 90% of the calls are going to come from because, as we all know, that's where everybody searches for pretty much anything these days. But we also put you on a multitude of other listings. So Bing, the Microsoft search engine, you'll be in there for first page placement, and over 60 different directories. So, like, just to name a couple for you, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa even, for, like, voice-activated searches. So, I mean, they could be searching on any device. You'll still pop up on the first page. And those calls will go straight to you. You know, there's no middleman touching any of those leads. So, unlike, say, you know, Angie's or some of those third-party services where the lead gets sent to your competition, it can sometimes be kind of a race to get to the client first, right? And whether you get the job or not, you're still paying for the lead. This is not like that at all. So when they click on the listing, the call is going to go to you only. So there's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want. And of course, I mean, you're getting them in the moment they want the job done when they're actually doing the search. So higher probability and likelihood it actually converts to a job, which in the end is what we want it to do, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, not only do we put you on those, but we'll also have you on, like, sponsored ads like Facebook. And those work really effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you a quick example. So say a potential client searching, right? They find you on the first page of Google for any of your plumbing services or any of those directories, but they don't call you in that moment. Now, later on, you know, they're in their Facebook looking through pictures or whatnot. Your targeted ad is going to pop up in their Facebook feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, I mean, those convert pretty well, too. Yeah, you may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You ever been searching for something, start to see ads for the thing popping up, right? You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yep. I think we've all probably had that experience these days, age of technology and all that. But instead of it annoying you, you actually can make you some money. It's very effective. They call that retargeting, by the way. Now, they also have, like, a tracking system, so we can track, you know, what areas you're being found in the most, the keywords that you're being found for. We even monitor, track, and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? Always take a good review. And you'll even have, like, a tech team who's there Monday through Friday if you wanted to run a new promotion for the business, change content, keywords. I mean, anything at all. You name it. Now, as for the pricing, let's see here. You guys are 2 years in business, but officially operate as 2 to 3 months. So the LLC is 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because if you're within your first 5 years, they are running something right now. It's a credit for new businesses. So actually that does bring the pricing down quite a bit, and you would qualify for that. Congratulations on that, by the way. No small feat running a business nowadays with COVID and all that craziness.
Yep. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, for sure. No problem. So with that, it brings it down to just $249. Okay, that's month to month. There's no contracts. And that covers everything I just went over. So all your ad spends, everything is included in that. Now, see here, you guys do already have the website. Is that right? You built this yourself, or?
I have a website. I actually haven't been on it lately, to be honest. It was.
Oh, okay.
I didn't build it. I had someone else build it. I think it's just like a really generic website, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it is pretty straightforward. Yeah, very basic. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is we also do websites if needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like a fully functional site though. So that is just $99. It's a one-time payment. So just to break it down for you. So the first payment for the first month would be $348. And then every month after is still the $249 because it's just a one-time payment. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's fully functional. Like you can have scheduling, billing for clients, like your own pictures, content, reviews, testimonies. I mean, you name it. It's like, you know, state of the art.
Okay.
So, I mean,
this does sound like something I want to do. So, I mean, if it's only $349, you said $349
right.
to start out, and then it's $249
mm-hmm, exactly.
a month afterwards.
Every month after,
let's
right.
do it. Let's do
okay.
that.
Okay, sounds good. So let's see here. Now, as for the address, now, what they do, since, you know, to get verified on Google, they send a postcard in the mail, right? And then you verify through that postcard sending it back. Now, you don't have to list this address online if it's not a brick and mortar, if it's your home, obviously. But for that, what would be a good address to send that to?
Is that the address I'm reporting on there, or is that just the address to receive the card?
Just to receive the card, we won't list it if it's like a home address and you don't want it listed.
Yeah, because I want it sent to a different address, but that's not the one I want to use for the company.
Okay, so the one that we send the postcard to is actually the one that gets verified. So that's why I like to ask right off the bat.
All right.
The one you have listed on Angie's, is that the 909 Shenandoah?
Yes.
Is that going to work?
It's not going to work.
Oh, okay.
Now,
keep in mind, we don't have to list it, and then later on, we can adjust it if needed. But just for now, just to send the postcard, you know, just one for that purpose for
well,
now.
So I get the postcard in the mail, correct?
Right. Comes in the mail.
And then what, I verify that address by doing videos and whatnot?
Part of it is, yeah, exactly. Pictures and video of, like, you know, the tools, your work truck, things like that. Exactly. So
yeah.
The one
and
the postcard goes to, that's where they verify. Now, if you don't want to list the address,
they just verify the address, right?
Exactly.
That's an actual address.
Right.
They wouldn't use that as my pinpoint of jobs, correct?
No. If you don't, exactly. Right. Not if you don't want to, no.
Okay. I can give, this is the address I want to give you right here. Already?
Okay, go ahead.
6826.
Mm-hmm.
Fox, F-O-X, second
okay.
word, Meadow, M-E-A-D-O-W, Road,
okay.
That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21207.
Yep, just going to say that. Okay, perfect. And then, Will, what is your last name?
Cox, C-O-X.
C-O-X. And then is it William or Will?
It's my full name's William.
Okay, just want to make sure, just, you know, for all the other purposes. And then what's
no problem.
Email for you?
It's the real, R-E-A-L, deal, D-E-A-L, cop, C-O-X, @gmail.com.
Realdealcox@gmail.com. I love that email, by the way. It's catchy.
Thanks.
For sure. Okay, and then what about for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients online? What about like hours of operation? Is that going to be like a 9 to 5 or 8 to 6? This is mostly for like when they call, like they're going to be calling during these times.
About 10 to 6.
10 to 6, okay.
Yep, Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 6.
And then this will be a good number for that as well?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see here. So Monday to Friday, you said it was 10 to 6 and 8 to 6 for Sunday and
the
Saturday,
weekend,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about for contact with clients? Like for them to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
What's that?
Is phone, text, and email going to be okay for when clients contact you? Can they use all three?
Yes. Yes.
More opportunity that way, I figure, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. And then what about the areas that you want to show up in? How would you like to do that? You can do 4 counties or 12 cities or zip codes, whatever is better for you.
Wow.
Maybe the cities or zip codes?
Bel Air. I don't know the zip code for Bel Air.
Well, I'm looking at your Angies. Are these going to be okay? The Baltimore, Lutherville, Timonium, Hunt Valley, Parkville.
I mean, if you can use the Angie ones. I mean, that's fine.
That yeah,
Harper
and then,
County and Baltimore County.
Exactly. So for now, I'm going to list those. And then when the technician speaks with you, when he's building all your profiles and everything, you can actually kind of pick his brain about areas. And then if you have others you want to add, he can add those at that point too. Is that all right?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, cool. And then for the website, did you want to add any type of like PayPal for payments or stuff like that? Or you want to just do like typical forms of payment, cards and whatnot?
A typical forms of payment.
Okay. Yep, most people do. Just wanted to ask. Okay, and then for the website, and do you already have a business Facebook page or just a personal page?
I do have a business Facebook page, and it's Strong Plumbing.
Strong Plumbing. Oh, there it is. Okay, cool.
And so it should be a false title it should be like a lab faucet as the profile picture.
Yep. Okay, so it is the right one. Okay, perfect. So they run the ads from there, so they would just, they're not going to have administration over it. You know, obviously you're still in contact with the clients and everything, but they will run the sponsored Facebook ads from your business profile. If you only had a personal one, they would build you the business one and then do the same. But yeah, either way.
Okay.
Now what about the services that you offer? You can have up to 15 different keywords if you do have them. If not, if you don't have to have all 15 at this moment. But for now, I just see plumbing and remodeling. Are there any specific, because the more specific, the better for the searches.
Yeah, water heaters, sump pumps, toilets, faucets.
Toilet install and repair?
Yes.
And you said faucet, and that will be the same toilet or faucet install and repair?
Yep. Sink insulation, sewer ejector pumps, well pumps,
well tanks,
hose bibs. Main shutoff valves.
That's
pretty much. I don't really do any outside work. Like, I don't do. So I'm not. I don't have the time really to do a dig up a yard and whatnot. So I'm a one man crew. So
okay.
I don't have the means like to do a main water line or main sewer drain cleaning. I do.
Drain cleaning. Okay. So those ones will be good for now then. And like I said, you can switch out keywords.
Yeah.
And we have a tracking system that tracks all that for you so you can see which ones are performing better or worse, and we can switch out that way to kind of optimize everything.
Yeah,
so this should be a good start. Yeah, for sure. And then let's see here. I think that covers everything there. Let's make sure we got everything correct. All right.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so – with the, I know you said you were looking at my Angie thing. This outperforms Angie?
Oh, for sure, big time. The main difference
okay.
is because now, of course, on there, you don't really know what you're getting. But this.
No, you don't. And
you
it goes to three different people.
Exactly. Sometimes five or more. Yeah. And then you're still paying for the lead no matter what. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Angie's actually gets most of those leads from a Google listing, because I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you search for, you know, plumber near me or whatever it is, one of the first companies to show up is Angie's. So basically all we're doing is
I didn't even realize
that. It's funny. Yeah. So we're just cutting out the middleman basically. And so as we all know, that's what people search. So, I mean, it's definitely going to outperform them by a lot, and you're going to get more quality leads, which is the more important thing, you know, not just getting a bunch of who knows what you're getting and then you're still paying for it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be, yeah, much, much better. Actually, a lot of people who worked with them end up switching over to this, and they make the comment like, oh, wow, like they see the difference like almost right away, you know?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, and then let's see here. Now, as for the billing address, that's the same as the one that you gave me in the beginning?
The billing address for my card is 909 Shenandoah Court.
Oh, okay. Let me jot that down. 909 Shenandoah. Can you spell Shenandoah for me?
Yeah, Shenandoah Court.
There it is.
Joppa, Maryland, 21085.
21085?
Yes. That's the billing address for my card.
Okay, perfect. And then the city name again? Sorry, you cut out there at that one.
Joppa, J-O-P-P-A.
PPA. Okay, got it. Perfect. And then let's see here. So that's 909 Shenandoah Court, Joppa, Maryland, 21085.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then for the payment method, that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
It's 4088.
Okay.
7200.
Okay.
1304.
Got it.
9283.
83, okay. And then the expiration?
0626.
626. All right, and the number on the back?
089.
089. Okay, now I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. Now, there's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and the city name?
Lynchburg, L-Y-N-C-H-B-U-R-G.
Lynchburg, okay. L-Y-N-C-H-B-U-R-G, got it. Okay, now I'm just going to set up the account. Just takes a quick sec. Now, once I get everything processed, of course, you'll see it on your online banking first, but also you're going to see the invoice, like everything that's included, as well as the, you know, the pricing and everything, come through text and email. Now, I think you'll get the email first, but I'll send the text as well, just because it's usually easier to kind of access it through there. So that should come through in just a sec here. I'm just going to do that now. Just waiting on my internet here. Of course, it's a little bit slower when you need it to be fast. Okay. There we go. A little bit faster than usual today, so that's good. Then we just got like one and a half other quick steps and you're good to go. Now, speaking of the tech and all that process, can you do that later today or is that going to be better for like tomorrow morning or?
I don't see why I couldn't do it later on today.
Okay. Sure. So we got about 2 hours left. Would you be able to do that maybe like top of the next hour, maybe something like that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'll set you up for that. Now let's see here. So I think that's set up. Okay. So let me just process that now. Now you're going to see that come through in just a second here. Okay. It should be coming through right now. And then we'll also set up everything else. Like I said, just basically one other quick step and you're good to go. And then I'll set up the time with the technician. So top of the next hour. Okay, so you definitely should see that on your online banking. And now we will send you over the – should have already got the invoice through email, I think, but I'm going to send the text because usually that's the quickest way to access it. Unless you have quick access maybe to your email on your phone, but let me send it just because it's, there we go, invoice. Okay, you should see the text come through any second.
This came through.
Okay, perfect. So on that, you'll go ahead, take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. Very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. And then once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot where it has a box. You click it, it says, I'm the authorized user. And then below that, where you would type your name. Now, once you do both of those and then hit confirm signature, that will take you to our website. It's going to ask for your username and login. That you'll get within 7 days because the technician is going to suit you today. So let me know once you get to that point.
I'm at Local Splash right now. I confirm the signature. I'm at username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so you're good there. Like I said, you'll get that within 7 days since the technician is going to speak with you today. Now, we just have one other quick step that goes along with the invoice. It's called the voice verification. It's basically just to outline the service agreement and also, you know, ensure the accuracy of the order. If you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case, I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Strong Plumbing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
William Cox, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This also goes along with, like, the verification process, as you well know. So I'm going to send you over an email that has, like, basically what's involved in the verification process. Like we were talking about earlier, the pictures and everything. Just have that, you know, as much of it anyway, ready for the interview with the technician. That way you can get a jump start on that. I just sent you that email so you can take a look at that. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. And, of course, any other companies that don't, you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send you the phone number and all the information through a text at the end of the call here. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do with, say, like another firm during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Basically, just, you know, make sure it doesn't interfere with what they're doing, basically. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, July 24th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th, or 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That'll be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you at the end of the call here to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just got to set up your time with the tech. So let's see here. You guys are Eastern. So the latest, let's see what we got here. So you guys are 5, so let's see, 1, 2, so 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. What's going to work best for you?
Well, the next time will be 6 o'clock. Today.
6 would be okay?
Because it's already 5 o'clock. It's already after 5 now.
Right. Okay, so we'll go for 6 then. All right, let's see here. I'm going to send you an email here. Okay, it's going to... Basically, it's like a Google Calendar invite. All you have to do is hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time with the tech. He'll do the same, and then you're set up for that time. So you'll see that email come through in just a sec here. I'm just adding your email. Okay, sending that now. Just adding the – there it is. And then everything else I'm sending through a text at the end of the call here. And you'll also have my contact info because I'm still the lead on the account. You know, the tech is your go-to guy for, you know, tech-wise. But other than that, I'm still the lead. If you wanted to upgrade, you got a question, whatever it is, I'm still there. So I just sent you that email. Just confirm that for the time. And then let me know if you got that. Make sure that went through.
All right, got it. I just said
okay,
yes
perfect.
To respond to yes.
All right, you're good. So you're all set up. Thank you for giving us a shot. I mean, welcome to the team most of all. Now, they're going to contact you within 30 minutes at that 6 o'clock time to get you started. Did you have any other questions for me before we take off here?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're good to go. They're going to call you between 6 and 6:30 to get you started. Okay, William?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
You too, boy.
All right.